In 1962, composer and pianist Thelonious Monk signed with Columbia Records after recording for little independent labels like Prestige and Riverside. Now he was with a corporate giant that had the clout to get him on the cover of Time magazine. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says Monk had finally become a modest commercial hit, and the way out iconoclast began looking like a wise elder. Never mind, he was still in his 40s.
Tea for Two from the CD Crisscross, one of four new albums in an ongoing Thelonious Monk reissue series from Columbia. All but one have been on domestic CD before. The exception is It's Monk's Time, though the new editions are spiffed up with extra tracks, including newly unveiled alternate takes. Crisscross from 1962 and 3 was Monk's second Columbia LP and one of the best. The tune Crisscross is one of his most abstract and had fallen out of his repertoire since its 1951 recording. Bringing it back, Monk streamlined it, cutting two bars to hurry it along. Monk introduced few new tunes in the 60s. Mostly, he revisited his older masterworks and favorite standards, typically with a less urgent, if jauntier, feel than before. The new versions highlight his melodies, indelibly rendered by tenor saxophonist Charlie Rouse. Even some Monk experts flub the details of his tunes, but if you listen to Rouse, you'll know exactly how they go. The Monk classics here include Rhythmining, based on a lick that first turned up in a chart by his friend Mary Lou Williams. Andy Kirk recorded her Walkin' and Swingin' in 1936. Some Monkophiles deride Charlie Rouse as soloist because the saxophonist never really grappled with the composer's clotted harmonies, relying instead on bebop licks and scraps of the original tune. Fair enough, but his broad tone was a perfect foil for Monk's brittle piano, and he'd learned a lot from the master about timing and the use of space. Rouse put a distinctive stamp on this phase of Monk's career, despite a changing cast of drummers and bass players. That tuneful bassist is John Ory, who'd already recorded with eccentric pianists Elmo Hope and Sun Ra. On drums is Frankie Dunlop. Monk once revealed the secret of a good arrangement: make the drummer sound good. The composer left gaping holes in his elliptical themes, and Dunlop knew just how to fill them. This is Think of One. By the way, if you wonder why major labels reissue a lot of the same records over and over, it's because it's easy money repackaging back catalog as new releases. It gets vintage product back in the racks and maybe even reviewed again. It's a bit of a shell game, but it's hard to knock a scheme that keeps the classics in print.
Kevin Whitehead writes for the Chicago Reader and the Chicago Sun-Times. He reviewed Crisscross by Thelonious Monk, which has just been reissued.